Gary, I guess the obvious question, you didn't get the starting job. Kind of, how did you take it? What was your kind of reaction, and how have you gone forward?
Just continue to get better, continue to push him, make sure I'm always ready, make sure he's getting better every day. I mean, we both get really good players. I mean, we competed, and you really didn't know. So I just felt like that was going to go with the best guy. And the next guy always be ready. I mean, your job is to continue to be ready and continue to help the other guy. So,
are there any packages that A-Rod has worked on with you to get into the game, even if you're not starting, or do you want that?
No, we haven't talked about that. Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
You got a pretty loud roar from the crowd when you did come in towards the end of that SIU game. I don't know if you noticed it or whatnot, but I definitely did. Like, what was kind of that moment like, your first full stadium in front of LES?
I'm being completely honest with you. I'm one of those people that, I don't really hear anything during the game. It's like so weird. It's like almost like it's silent almost. I literally did not hear that. But it's good to know that the fans and everybody support me. But it was good to be there. It was a packed house. I mean, everybody said it wasn't packed all the way out, but I thought that was a very exciting atmosphere to be a part of.
I think it was the largest crowd in the Big 12.
That's big time. Oh, yeah, that's big time.
You've obviously been through one of these before. You've won battles, you've lost battles. How is that helping you as far as this year and what's gone on?
I mean, life's full of adversity. I mean, I've had a lot of adversity in my life when it comes to what this football, life. And I think football and things that you go through and the adversity that you go through is going to build you up in the future. I mean, I don't know anybody that life is just so easy for, no matter whether you have a lot of money, whether you're struggling. And I just feel like it's best to just find the happiness in the small moments and those things that you enjoy doing. So, for me, I just think it's going to build me up for whatever's coming in the future.
Now, with regards to SMU this week, obviously, you're getting that backup role. But what do you see from them defensively?
They play hard. They're a talented team. Have a lot of transfers, some really good guys. They know they have good guys, so they try to keep it pretty simple. And just some guys that go out there and play hard and play for each other and play for their coach. We have a tough one this week. I think everybody's excited to go down there and play, and we're just looking forward to lining up across from those guys.
When you got in, were you asking the coaches to let you throw the ball, or were you lobbying at all, or were you just...
No, no, we just let A-Rod do his thing. It's A-Rod call, he run the show. We just go out there and execute whatever he's asking us to do.
How do you feel like the helmet comms worked pretty well? I don't know how much you used it at that point of the game and whatnot, but do you feel like it was working pretty well from what you saw with the signals and Jake's connection up top when you're in there?
It actually did work well. I would say that stadium gets pretty loud sometimes, though, so that's when you got to kind of hone in and squeeze it to your ear so you can hear a little better. But I thought it was really good, and it's good to go ahead and get the play call in and hear it and process it and also see it. So I think it's very beneficial to us.
I've heard that from a couple of quarterbacks. They've had to kind of pull the...
And it gets loud in there. Yeah, it gets really, really loud in there, so...
Coaches have talked about the fact that there's only the one headset on the field at any given time. You guys rarely huddle. How does that change for you as a quarterback trying to relay calls and the like?
It's actually pretty easy. I mean, we've been repping it since spring ball, so you kind of have gotten rhythm of hearing the play call, then saying the play call. So, and another thing with the huddle thing, it's really based off game plan. Okay. So sometimes it has to be a little bit more huddle, sometimes it's less, and it's all based off play call. But we ran these plays 1,000 times, so... I pretty much, when you can get the base of a play and kind of have an idea of what exactly the play is going
to
be.
Will Aaron tell you to, like, watch out for stuff in addition to it giving you that play call?
Sometime. Depends on what it is, because we have some checks with plays. We check some things, so sometimes you have to be aware. He'll make sure you're aware of, if it's this look, we're checking it to this. So, yeah.
How would you compare the atmosphere at LaBelle to some of the other Big 12 atmospheres?
It's probably one of the loudest, honestly. SEC too. Some of the SEC places get loud, but I thought that was a special place. And I can only imagine when it's the big games, the rivalries, and I can only imagine what it's going to be like. So I think that is a really loud stadium. I think it would be better if it was enclosed, and it would be probably insanely loud then, because everybody's in there juiced up, like very, very loud. So I think, yeah, it's definitely one of the loudest I've been in.
It sounds like it was a really heated quarterback battle. We went back and forth throughout fall camp. Mm-hmm. Where do you feel like you've maybe made the most improvement from your arrival here? Obviously, there's health involved in it, but where have you made the most improvement to keep you in that quarterback battle through the entirety of fall camp?
Honestly, just going out there and being myself, growing with the pass game, tying it in and understanding what we're trying to accomplish within each play, placing the ball accurately, putting it where exactly I want away from defenders, kind of just being me, being able to run the ball, I make plays with my legs when I have to, kind of when there's a bad play, making the play better. So I think that those are some of the things that I've improved on.
Why are you such a dangerous runner, being a dual threat quarterback?
God-given ability. God gave me them legs, and I just try to use them when I get a chance.
You're the fastest quarterback on the team?
Yeah, for sure.
Cody Hagan looks pretty
quick. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yes, sir.
Any other questions for Gary?
You excited to go back to Texas? I know you're a kid from Earl, but Texas football proved a pretty pivotal moment in your
definitely
college career.
You definitely. Yeah, and I get a lot of family that get to come out. It's pretty close to home for me, probably about 6 hours away. So that'll be the closest I've been to my family in a while. So I have a lot of family, friends, and everybody that come out.
Gary, who were you impressed with this past week watching the game, and when you went back and watched the film versus SIU?
First off, I'm going to say the whole team. Honestly, those guys came out there. Even when adversity hit, I love the way everybody responded. Nobody really blinked. And that was good to see, to know that, and for guys to understand, everything's not going to go perfect, no matter who you play. Everybody wake up and train the same way. So it's not going to go perfect, but I thought Jake played really, really well. He was accurate. He was on time. And you could just see the confidence and the swagger that he played with. So I thought that was really good to see. And Chase, just to see Chase get in the groove. And I don't know. It was just good to see those guys smiling and having fun doing what they love. And it's always good to see guys that you've trained with and been through all this adversity with to have success. So,
how much better is this offense with Darius now?
We excited to see it. Just know it's going to be a good thing, and we all excited to see it because we have a really talented wide receiver room and just looking forward to seeing those guys dominate this weekend.